Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It is Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game at 8:04. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We're welcoming in co-host of The Steakhouse, which kicks off at 9 today, and co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ, Rusty Manziel. And our conversation with Rusty is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home. How you doing today, Rusty?
Good. I'm just coming in here. Put Mike in time out for a little slip he had this morning. But trying to get my red cup from Starbucks.
You know what's worse
Starbucks
than having a slip is somebody drawing attention to it live like two hours
no
later.
No big deal,
so
man.
So that's the only
no
thing
deal.
Worse than that.
No big deal.
Do you have to ask, because you're a movie star now, did you get to see signing Tony Raymond?
I did. It was great. I'm in it for about 30 seconds. And the woman that was beside me, long story short, you got there. It was an unbelievable opening event, you know, and Champ Bailey was there. I talked with him for a long time. And the woman beside me, I had to stand up because I'm in, they're like, all cast, stand up. I wasn't going to do it. My daughter's like, Dad, stand up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm literally in this thing a minute. So I stand up, and the woman beside me is like, you're in the movie? And I said, just for a minute. And she goes, I've never sat beside somebody that's been in a movie. I said, well, you really haven't still. So really and truthfully, if you're not paying attention, I'm in a 45-second clip. The coach is watching a video. I'm the recruiting insider. And if you're not paying attention, you'll miss it. The lady is digging in her damn pocketbook, and she missed it.
Of course.
So I know she was thinking the whole time. She's going, this guy's lying to me.
I'm lying.
And my daughter beside me laughing. She goes, she missed it. I said, she missed it.
One time I
good
time,
movie though.
One
good
time
movie.
I was at the ESPYs. We were up for Team of the Year after my senior year of college. I was sitting next to Jason Witten, and the camera comes to our aisle and it's like pointed at us, and he looks at me, and he goes, are they looking at you? I have no idea, but I hope not. And sure enough,
Cooper,
that's what it was.
His son Cooper will be at Georgia on a visit this weekend.
There you go.
He's a junior inside linebacker from Texas. He can play. Georgia, Glenn Schumann's in on that now.
That's crazy,
Cooper
man.
Witten, yep.
Good stuff.
Maybe that's who the plane was for, PDK. Maybe it was for Glenn Schumann to Florida.
There you go.
See?
You know what? I'll tell you this. I have just about as good a source as you can have on that. That had zero to do with sports.
Really?
Not one ounce to do with sports. Not one
Not
ounce.
Even to do with sports. You're not even talking about like a Tech or a Florida thing.
Let me tell you something. The people that know what's going on, they don't fly planes anymore with school logos.
That's
on
the
it.
Point that I made a minute ago.
I said,
can we stop
you,
with the madness that Florida's going to fly in a PDK in a Florida plane?
I had an agent a couple of years ago go, look, we deal with companies now, and you're not tracing those planes. I can assure you that.
I love that, man.
Yeah. One of Kirby's interviews was in a house one time in the middle of Birmingham.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no planes involved a lot of times.
The message boards people
it was great.
Don't agree with you.
It was great. It was great. Like Billy Napier's at practice, man. Billy Napier he's giving Georgia all the secrets. Guess where Billy Napier is today? He's at Clemson. Guess where he's going to be Monday? He's going to be at Ohio State. He's on his tour seeing his friends. You know what I mean? I get the narrative, and I know people want to just – but, yeah, that's – sometimes it's just not there. But, no, the Florida plane at PDK is – that's not –
is it one of the deals where every time he goes and visits a practice, he ends up wearing the team gear and everything? Like
No. He was a practice – he spent 2 days at Georgia. Yeah. Like, his dad and Kirby's dad and Mike Bobo's dad, they go a long way back. Mm-hmm. And from high school days. And Kirby's been on staff with Billy Napier before.
Of course.
You know, I mean, it's just one of those things. Like, I couldn't understand the reaction to that. I was like, wait, guys. Okay.
It's the smart thing to do for Kirby and for Billy.
Yeah.
And who can no, afford he's fan,
going
who cares?
To, like, Sam Pittman is going to see. Sam Pittman, I talked to him a month ago. He is going to go see some schools.
Yeah.
He's never coaching again. So when you see him in Athens, don't freak out. This man's lake house is done.
That ship
his infinity
sailed,
pool's
baby.
Done. Good He's done.
Him. Good for him.
Hey, yeah, man. You were in Athens yesterday, too, though.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to get your perspective on this. Like, what's the vibe like in the town? Not football-wise, but, like, it was all – like, when we had the big games against LSU or Auburn or whoever it was, like, you could feel it on Tuesday.
Man, you could tell. I told Shockley yesterday. Because we filmed last night for Fox, and they just had painted the field.
Oh.
And it was, you know, they paint the grass green.
I know. I was going to say
they paint
crispy
the grass
green.
Yeah, it looks like – I'm like – And I know they paint it green, but it always reminds you, like, don't step on that green. We'll go bomb your shoe. And I was like, okay. But I kept – but you could feel the energy. There's a big concert downtown tonight. All the hotels are – the RV lot's open this morning at 9.
There you go.
When the RV lot's open.
When they start lining on the side of the streets headed into town, and they're just waiting on that RV lot to open in the morning, that's how you know
it's good. I had some buddies that went – I don't want to rat them out. I had some buddies that went in town last night. They quote-unquote had to go work.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Day early.
Steak.
Rusty, I got to ask you something that Mike just asked me about because he was saying he was more nervous for Georgia last week.
Yeah, I was too.
Than this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is
Thank
that?
You.
100%.
I feel
like my guard's
you
just
heard
always
from the
up.
Man himself.
Okay.
Listen, Texas is a better team than Mississippi State. Okay. I just think the resume, I mean, they should have beat Texas at home. They beat Arizona State at home. They had to go to overtime with Tennessee. Had a very good chance to win that game. They've been different at home. It was just one of those games where Georgia played a complete game, jumped on them, and so they go 14 plays, it's 7-0, Mississippi State, and you're like, here we go. And then Georgia scores 38 unanswered. It's just one of those things, and I really like the matchup for Georgia this weekend. I think we look at Arch Manning. He hasn't played in a setting like this. He played at noon at Ohio State, which seems like 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he played at Kentucky. They had to go to overtime to win that game. They go to Florida, got beat at Florida. I mean, he hasn't been in a true night game SEC environment, and at Alabama, and at LSU, and at Georgia, one of those that it's going to be on him. He's had two really good games back-to-back now. Mm-hmm. He's had really good. I think he's over for 385 and 335, so he's playing it. This is a big test for him to see what he can do in something like this.
I was just thinking, what do you think about this Alabama-Oklahoma game? Because it's going now in Tuscaloosa, it's a 3:30 game. It's obviously a game that Oklahoma won last year and dominated last year. Mm-hmm. But part of that to me was where they were offensively, and I mean Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ty Simpson with his elusiveness. Is it enough to work around the dominant – defense at Oklahoma has?
I have concerns about Alabama's run game. Yeah. I have concerns about if that's going to get them or not. I have no concerns about Ty Simpson. And I saw in Athens, like, that was one of the best performances I've ever seen in Sanford Stadium. I'm talking about every ball he threw was on the freaking money. And then he can get outside the pocket and hurt you with his feet. I felt like he was one step ahead of Georgia the entire time. And with Alabama, anybody right now, I know Oklahoma's going to throw a ton at him, but this is a fourth-year kid. You know what I mean? He's going to be ready for that. I just worry the only concern I have with Alabama, for whatever reason, Mike probably knows a million times more than me, I don't know why they can't run the football. But they just can't do it right now. But I have
How much
zero
time
concern
you got?
On time.
So go there.
Going to take those 2 hours from Steakhouse?
Yeah, there we go.
I think Mateer, too, he just hadn't looked the same since he come back.
Yeah.
And I don't know I want to believe he's that guy, but also is he's that guy that everybody's kind of seen now and go, okay, this is how we're going to play him.
Yeah.
This is how we're going to play him. And that's the scouting report. I don't know.
I am curious to get your thoughts on the Mark Schlereth piece about Ty Simpson and the fact that he was really heavily considering moving to Georgia.
People would freak out if they knew how many people were potentially about to go somewhere else all the time.
And that's how I feel as well. I mean, so much is made. And I've seen videos of DJ Lagway, people talking to DJ Lagway after the game, or other coaches talking to Keelan Russell, who you know is a big signee. I'm sure that's happening to the depth at Georgia's quarterback room.
Especially Florida's roster now.
Exactly. Florida's roster. I think, how much does that happen where, just give me like a percentage, where when you have these coaching transitions that every single guy is kind of exploring his options?
Well, with Georgia, I think it's the same way with Tennessee. With Alabama, sometimes with Tennessee, their offense. What parents have told me about why they either went to Georgia or because they almost went to Georgia, is because they trusted you were going to have players around you. You're always going to have good offensive linemen. And that's where, like, Ty Simpson, his dad being a college coach.
For sure.
He knew that he – and I'll be honest with you now, it's over with Trevor Lawrence's dad. For a long time, I felt like he was going to Georgia. And the reason he wanted him to go to Georgia is because he trusted Sam Pittman.
Wow.
With those offensive linemen. He goes, I don't want him to sit there and get killed in college. He goes, those guys – those Andrew Thomases and all those guys who wind up being first rounders, he was right on that part, but he also went to Clemson and
he did okay.
He didn't face a D lineman. He was going to face the other league and he still did good.
He did all right. I mean? Yeah, he was fine.
Oh, yeah, he had a great career.
I got a two parter for you.
All right.
You talked about Florida and the players leaving there. Which one of these quarterbacks is more likely to be on the roster next year at Florida, Tremel Jones or DJ Lagway?
I would probably say Tremel Jones.
Yeah.
If I'm DJ Lagway, I don't know why it hadn't worked. I don't know why. I know the entire offseason he was, hurt or whatever. You can still get the mental reps. You're still around people. The people I listen to say that his footwork is a mess.
He's
not anticipating throws.
I hear that a lot these days.
He doesn't tread. Yeah, me too. My footwork's been a mess since third grade. He doesn't stay in the pocket. Like, he's got a long way to go. The tool bag is there. I just think that he'll go some, in my opinion, and I have no inside, I would say Tremel Jones would be the guy there next year. You just never know, because just say if Lane gets it. Okay, if Lane were to go there, immediately quarterbacks are going to look for that, because he's a quarterback-friendly offense.
For sure.
He always has been. So what does that do? Is Tremel Jones his guy, or is he gone? You never know.
Yeah.
But I would just today, I would probably say I would – that DJ Lagway's probably somewhere else.
Is Russ, now that Rusty Manziel's a movie star?
Yeah, man.
Are you going to be in the? Are you going to be in season two of Chad Powers?
No,
that's a good question.
I didn't make the cut. You got to run a. 5.3 40, and I just couldn't do it. I was 5.5.
Before we let you go, you posted that you were in Nashville.
Yeah, man.
So I saw downtown. I saw the skyline. Looked like you were in a good setup. Any conversation with Jared Curtis?
I did.
I
went and saw several schools, but I did like. I'm there. Like, he's literally 10 minutes from downtown.
Wow.
And wrote a piece on Dogs HQ yesterday. And I said, look, Jared, he's trying to win a state championship again. He's got 3 games left. And I asked him about your practice. I said, hey, look, I got to ask you. I said, just because it's there, the Vanderbilt stuff, taking the visit, what's your conversations been like with Kirby Smart and Mike Bobo? And he goes, he talks a little bit about it. And he goes, look, Mike Bobo's not worried about Vanderbilt, and he shouldn't be. And to me, you know what I mean? He's really a no-nonsense type kid. He's not really – like, even though he's got all this –
kind of sounds like Gunnar Stockton.
Kinda. Wired a little different. He's got a few more tattoos than, than – I'll tell you this, though.
Gunnar Stockton meets Carson Beck.
I tell you this. I've been doing this for a long time, and – you try not to have that kind of visit high. I used to call it when kids come off a visit. You call them and be like, Mike Johnson, what do you think about Alabama?
I'm there. It was incredible.
I call Mike Johnson next week. Mike Johnson, what do you think about LSU? Oh, my God, it was awesome. You want to wait till Tuesday to find out. This is about the third or fourth time I've been there in the last 2 years. I don't know that I've seen somebody that can spin it like this kid.
Wow.
And here's the thing I will say. He's a lot more athletic than you think. Like, he's involved in the run game. This kid's 6'3 and a half. He was 229 Monday. I mean, this dude's big. This is a grown-ass man now. And he spins it. And I looked at that coach when we left practice. I said, Coach, you got 3 more weeks with this guy, maybe. you enjoying it? He goes, every day. I said, Coach, this is.
I don't blame you.
You
baby.
Wait a whole lifetime to coach one like this. And I'll say kudos to him, man. He stayed at that school because every program, every private school in Tennessee threw everything at him to leave.
Good for him.
But he said, I want to win a state championship with the kids I grew up with. And they did last year. So at that point, it was like, you might as well just stay.
Says a lot about him.
Yeah. Sounds like some two-a-day stuff. I like it.
Yeah.
Yep. Love it. Rusty, thank you so much for stopping in.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That is the Rusty Mansell, co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. You can spot him in Signing Tony Raymond. And, of course, you can catch him with Steak right here at 9 o'clock today. Join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast brought to you by Miller Lite from Joe's Sports Bar in Alpharetta. We'll be getting ready for the Thursday night pro football game while enjoying Miller Lite specials. It's Dukes and Bell today, 2 to 6 at Joe's Sports Bar. Coming up, we're going to get back onto the Falcons. Had a few interesting pressers yesterday, but we got to size up the offense and the Panthers defense as well. Plus, we've got a life of squid.
Yeah, I got an odd compliment yesterday and made me feel pretty good about myself. I'll tell you what it was next morning. It's just Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app. Sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan keeping us on track. And we have been talking about the communication issues that seem to be happening with the Falcons. We had some different opinions through these pressers yesterday between Penix and Raheem and the communication that's going on. Now, Zach Robinson also talked yesterday, and he said a lot of coaches are working with Michael Penix on mechanics.
Yeah, it's all of us. You know, obviously, DJ's leading the charge in there. You know, Ken Zampezi's in the quarterback room as well, and I'm obviously out there as well. So it's all of us. We're all, communicating – every day. We're a pretty close-knit group in that quarterback room. So, yeah, it's all of us. And so we've got to make sure that the habits that you create in practice translate to the game. Definitely can clean up some of those things from a fundamental and technique standpoint. But yeah, it's all of us collectively. Mike giving us his feedback on things, kind of all working together.
Well, so are those other guys, apparently, that coached him years ago. So maybe there's too many voices in his head. I don't know. I'm so irritated with everything that's coming out of the building right now. I'm starting to, my temperature is starting to rise because Penix answers a question that doesn't sound like an answer to the actual question, but also basically puts the thought process that no one works with him or talks to him at all. He apparently goes into Flowery Branch and sits alone and watches film alone and coaches himself, other than the voices he hears from his phone calls of people that used to coach him and his fiance, and then goes to the game and no one helps him there in game. But yet Zach Robinson says that, and oh, all of us are helping him. And Raheem says, well, I talk to him all the time. I don't know. There's a lot of, maybe they need to all get together and have a team meeting and say, all right, we need to go with one message because we're all putting out 50 messages and it's starting to create chaos and look like dysfunction. Or maybe we are just dysfunctional. I don't know. But Zach Robinson's comments right there just went 100% against whatever Penix said, whether it was misunderstood or not. And maybe if he misunderstood the question.
Yeah, it's the frustration we've been talking about throughout the day. And it just, it's whatever the right answer is, it's the wrong answer after listening to three different people say three different things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, wherever it is, the fact that you're not in lockstep and have these conversations, and it's very clear to Michael Penix, especially in a time where we're talking about, oh, development, and he needs this, and he needs that, and with all the questions around this offense and the frustration from the wide receivers and the questions about Darnell Mooney, it's like, these should all be layups, man. There should be an established hierarchy of how things have gone offensively, and the people that are talking to you on a daily basis. It should almost look like a scheduled Google Calendar invite. Like, you should have certain kind of things structured in the way they go about their business. Real quick before we get to Life of Squid, I am curious if you get this question a lot, because people ask me outside of this show all the time about Raheem Morris staring at the Halo board. I don't have a good answer for him. They're like, why isn't Raheem ever talking to players? I don't know that. I don't know the reason for that. It seems like the better coaches in the NFL do that. Raheem, every time they show him, he's just kind of staring up at the board and he's talking into his microphone and talking into his headset. I don't know the reasoning.
I'd have to ask him. I'm sure I could ask him. I mean, I do get to interact with him, so maybe I could say, hey, you know. But the only thing if someone asked me and said, you got to give me an answer, you got to tell me something, I would say, well, I would tell you there are moments where there's not a camera constantly on him that you're watching. So to assume that in a 60-minute gameplay time or 3.5-hour session that he never talks to a player is ignorant, for one. And two, I would tell you that I would think that he's letting his coaches do their jobs and not trying to overstep unless necessary. I've seen him talk to players during games. But I don't know. It's just, you know, the camera does pan to him and every time, and he's looking up, watching what happened, and then talking into his headset. Had last season, you were, what was your record last year? 8-9, I believe.
Yeah.
Had you been 9-8 last year or 10-7, have you're winning more than not? I don't think people care. It's another one of those things where it's important to you because the outcome isn't every week what we want.
Go ahead.
No, that's the only thing. No, I mean.
No, I think there's some of that, but I think that when you're winning, that it's proof of what you're doing is working. And I think that that's just one of those things that kind of works itself in a circle. That's all.
Yeah. I've been around enough and I've done this job enough, and I've been on, you know, the socials with fans that react to stuff enough to know that it doesn't matter if you're doing something, if they understand what you're doing or not. If they see it and it doesn't equate to winning, it's a problem. That's just how it is. And I understand it. That's why I don't argue about that. It's like, well, do you want him to throw his headset down? Would that make you feel happier? Because it's not going to not going to mean – it doesn't equate to winning necessarily. I couldn't tell you. But, there are coaches you see talking, there are coaches you don't. So, whatever. Whatever. Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, November 24th. Look, it's –
very close.
Yes, it's 9 days away now. 9 days away. Family Roofing's a big part of it. Window Nation, Batteries Plus, Twin Peaks, among others. Lots of people are available. There are, there might be maybe a foursome left.
Foursome?
So you better get over to the 99 Game website, click on the events page, and you go to the link. And you can still donate, maybe you won't. We got sign holders. Maybe you want to donate for a sign and it's just your name, but you want to contribute. I don't know. I mean, do it. I'm never going to tell you you can't contribute. You can donate. There's also auction items, Allie,
okay,
that you can get on there for. You can actually bid on silent auction items, and it all goes for a great cause.
Yeah, it's all for Pets for Vets. So anytime you can get out, do some good, get some fresh air while helping our veterans. I mean, by all means.
Yeah. Come on up. We'll buy me a drink. Good with me. Real quick, I'm in Sam's yesterday. Got to get more formula.
Okay.
And so I can't go in Sam's and not explore. I'm always walking around. But one thing that I knew we were low on was wine. Can we get a couple? I buy cheap wine. The Apothic wine, which is pretty good. It's like, it's like, depending on where you're at, it's anywhere from $7 to $10.
Okay.
Liquor store might be $7. Sam's is $8. I was like, dude, I'll buy a couple bottles. So buy them. I do the scan and go,
yes,
on the app at Sam's. Giddy up. Love it. Bypass the line. It is Squid Nation approved. and I get to the door, and then there's always like the same lady at the door. Except for yesterday. Wasn't there. So as a new guy, never seen him before. A little bit younger. I show him my QR code, and he looks at it, and it's red because he's got to check my ID. And so he looks at me, and I show him my ID. My ID's out, and he goes, hold on a second, let me do this. He goes, okay, and he looks at it, and he goes, starts making, he goes, hey, I need to see your ID again. And I'm like, okay. And now he's looking down and up and down and up and looking at me, and I'm like, we got a problem here? Is there a problem? And I go, is everything good? He's like, hey, you really 42? He's like, I just don't think you're 42. He's like, you don't look it. And I was like, hey, man, I age well. What can I say? But dude was completely blown away, so I was annoyed at first because I was like, you know how you get. You're in a hurry. I'm always in a hurry.
He was stalling you.
Yeah, and I'm just like, let me go, man. I'm hungry.
Right.
And then I go, oh man, like that was awesome. That dude thought I was way younger than I was. I was like, yeah.
Did you walk a little taller after that?
I did. Yeah. I did. Not that it mattered when you're 5'8 and a half walking, just because you stand up a little straight, don't really do much for you. Wait, you're 5'9 now? I mean, maybe. No. But I felt good about it. I was like, yeah.
I will say that you do look like you're in prime squid right now. You still like a spring squid.
Well, I am in prime squid. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been in my prime since, I'm still in my prime. I'm going to be in my prime for a while.
But I don't think you look 42.
Yeah, you definitely don't look 42.
You definitely don't look 42.
Not at all. Not even close, in my opinion.
Who looks older, Mike or me?
Listen, we're not getting into this.
No, who looks older, Dylan, Mike or me? He's not listening. You can say it. You can say it.
Dylan?
Say it, Dylan. Do it. Do it.
Mike does look older.
Do it. Yes.
Mike does look a little
Dylan,
older.
Dylan, you have made your bed. You have made your bed.
Now you
my
got
friend.
Me Matthew Stafforded in here.
Got a little shimmy going on. All right, coming up, NFL writer Eric Edholm will join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie, Bo, Dylan, hanging out with you here on this Thursday morning. Thank you so much for bringing us along in the ride in the car on the way into town. A lot of fun so far in the show, although diagnosing the Falcons is getting pretty tiresome at this point. And we're going to welcome in Mr. Eric Edholm to the show. He writes for NFL.com. Eric, I'm going to push the Falcons to the side for just 1 or 2 minutes, all right? Yep. I just want to talk about Thursday night football for a little bit. Interesting matchup tonight between the Jets and the Patriots. You don't have to go too far into this. I'm scared that maybe a head coach might yell at you, but what did you make of the Aaron Glenn saga with the whole Rich Samini thing and Aaron Glenn refusing to answer questions? You ever been in a presser where the coach is just like, nah, I'm not talking about that, man?
Oh, yeah. I was in front of Bill Belichick multiple times where guys would ask him injury questions, and he would just sort of look at him like, why are you even asking that? You know I'm not going to say anything. So, you know, it's a little different now. Aaron Glenn's obviously got a lot of skins on the wall. He's been around the league. He's been a player. You know, he's been in the NFL for 30-plus years or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, it's a little different versus a, you know, six-time Super Bowl winner doing it and a first-year head coach. So I get enough. It. He's frustrated. There's a lot going on. I'm sure that they don't want the leaks happening and all that. But, yeah, I get it.
Just an interesting answer, that's all. About the actual game on the field tonight, Eric, we saw the Patriots obviously a couple of weeks ago when they played the Falcons. Drake May just playing at an insanely high level. And as we try to build this offense here, what do you see that Drake May does with Josh McDaniels that has led them to have so much success this year?
Yeah, and that Falcons game was probably one of their worst games along this winning streak, you know, or at least the closest to a loss probably. And, I mean, it's been since the beginning of the season, you know, his completion percentage has gone up. And, you know, for a guy who takes a lot of second and third level shots, it's pretty impressive. I mean, you know, I don't know what we knew about this offensive line coming into the season. I don't know what we knew about the wide receiver position. You know, Stephon Diggs coming off an injury, a lot of question marks at the other spots, but they've all really stepped up. I think what McDaniels has done is identify what each guy does well and figured out what their biggest weakness is and not ask them to do those things very often. So he's really kind of catered to his personnel well. You see, you know, Big Tonga at fullback, and they'll use multiple tight ends and try to really formation you to death and stuff like that. But again, it does fall back on the fact that May has a lot better touch, anticipation, timing than I thought he would have coming out. I really liked Dre coming out of college, but I also thought, hey, this could take 2 or 3 years before we see it mature. But there were even signs last year that he could become a very good quarterback in time, and, you know, not very long time.
Eric, what's the national perception of Michael Penix and his struggles recently? Is this growing pains after only having so many starts, or do some people, you know, kind of using this to throw the red flags? Well, this is what we saw of him. This is why, you know, he wasn't one of the top three or four mentioned when in that draft class.
Yeah, no, I mean, Michael was such an interesting player coming out of college. I mean, obviously the injury history was hard to overlook, but also he had kind of remade his game. You know, he was a little bit more of a scrambler and runner at Indiana, and then went to Washington. They ran this, you know, 4 and 5 wide spread passing game where his arm strength was, you know, impossible to miss. It was really alluring, and you did see those wild shots and those overthrows and, you know, throws that got away from him sometimes, a little bit rushed, a little bit off his back foot kind of thing. And he has the arm strength to sometimes get past that. But I still thought there was something interesting. Given his age and certain other limitations, the health factor, my theory was like, I don't think I would spend more than a late first and early second round pick on him. But I also kind of understood the idea of, thrusting him in there with an offense that has a lot of skill position talent, tight end, wide receiver, running back, you know, multiple guys in Atlanta. I thought maybe this is the kind of place where it could work in a dome, just throwing the football crisply and getting the ball downfield in a hurry. And at times we've seen that, but just the inconsistency, especially on third down, it feels like he's missing his guys and too often dialing in on Drake. And you know, I would say Zach Robinson also has to answer for why they aren't consistent enough running the football and or marrying the run game and the pass game together. He's been mentioned in obviously some college searches. I think Oklahoma State would be the most natural fit if there was one. But, I don't know if that relationship is going to last. I don't know if there's a problem there. It's hard for me to say on the outside, but it looks like they're kind of calling a bunch of plays versus having a grand concept in mind. And I could be wrong about that, of course, but I wish there was a little bit more cohesion. And so it's tough. You kind of expected Michael to come into the league a little bit more play ready, given his experience. And at times it's looked okay, but at times it's obviously been, you know, a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, we wish there was a little more cohesion as well. We are joined by NFL writer Eric Edholm on the morning shift. I am going to stay on the Falcons thread for a second because, like you mentioned, there's been a little bit of inconsistency going on. They are playing the Panthers this weekend. You could say the same about them. So what do you make of this matchup between the two teams?
Yeah, the two unknowns, really. I mean, you know, Panthers are 5-5. You know, those two teams easily could flip records. I don't think there's, you know, they're obviously the shutout early in the season was one of the stranger results in the league this year, I thought. Carolina has some pretty notable victories. I mean, going into Green Bay, I don't know, again, maybe the Packers aren't quite as good as we thought, but still, you know, that was a big one for them. But they've also been taken to the woodshed a few times, including by New England. So, yeah, I mean, Bryce Young is probably in a similar position in that, you know, you see some positives out there. I don't think he's as naturally talented or gifted as Michael, but he's got some pretty good instincts and can throw the ball a little bit, and he's a good sort of short and medium distributor. But, you know, they too have not, you know, if Rico Dowdle hasn't been running effectively, their offense really goes into the tank, it seems like. So, again, just the kind of a, whereas Atlanta, you feel like there are multiple options, and if they can kind of get one of these things going, okay. In Carolina, it feels like it's either Tet McMillan catching a jump ball or Rico Dowdle breaking a tackle and making a long play, and that's really their offense. So some limitations on that side of the ball. They're vastly improved defensively compared to last year when they gave up the most points in NFL history, but still not a unit that we're going to really – take teams over, I don't think. So, yeah, just kind of a mixed bag overall with some surprisingly good and some surprisingly bad, I'd say.
Eric in Philly, A.J. Brown's now going on, what, a Twitch or a stream or something and essentially complaining, saying, don't, you know, get rid of me if you got me on fantasy. Why does that locker room every other year seemingly have an issue? What's going on up there in Philly?
Well, they're big egos and big talents, you know. I mean, that's the thing. You win a Super Bowl and it kind of raises the bar a little bit and raises the temperature in the room. And so, you know, AJ, obviously his issues in Tennessee were maybe a little bit different, contract-related possibly, but I think there was also some tension there too. And, you know, he's a competitive guy who's stuck in a sort of a throwback offense, I guess you would say, in some respects. I mean, they were, you know, good enough to win the other night, but does anybody feel like this is a championship offense right now? Even with what they can do defensively, even with, you know, the kicking game returning this year and their special teams being overall good, you know, they're going to win the division. Very good chance they could get, you know, one of the top two or three seeds, be in good position to repeat, but obviously Brown not getting the ball enough for his liking, except for that late, you know, they throw to him on 4th and 6 with 25 seconds left or whatever, but, you know, ignore him for most of the game. I don't know. Is it a Brown Hurts thing? Is it a Brown Sirianni thing? Is there some other context layer that we're not seeing? I don't know, but sometimes you can channel that energy in a positive way and put it towards winning a title. But yeah, we'll see. I don't know if they're my pick to win it all this year again, but I think they'll be in the mix.
Yeah. Have a hard time thinking with that offensive line, that run game, there won't be. Yeah. Eric, man, look, we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We'll catch up again soon.
All right, enjoy the game Sunday. See you.
Good stuff, man.
We're going to try.
We're all trying our best.
We're all trying. Thanks so much to Eric Edholm for joining us. You can find him on Twitter, Eric_Edholm. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Guys, tomorrow we're hitting the road.
Let's go.
You can join us, the morning shift at Publix and Flowery Branch, for a special broadcast. Come on in, pick up your supplies for the weekend, for your football parties. Come say hello to us. We're going to be broadcasting the intro live, and we always have so much fun out there.
The way we've been fed the last few weeks at the Publix is that we've been to, I probably will be fasting until
liquid water diet the rest of the day.
Yeah, I mean, holy smokes. I knew Publix had some phenomenal stuff. But, I mean, wow.
But, like, phenomenal stuff, but phenomenal staff taking care of us.
They've been great. And this is a commute that I used to make all the time. Very familiar with this jaunt up 985 from down here. So, ought to be a lot of fun tomorrow.
It's crazy that I never thought I would say that. I've almost probably made that commute as many times as you. That's it. I've made it quite a few.
A lot of them. A lot of them out there.
You did a lot more than me, but, man, it feels like I've caught you.
Well, it's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. It is tomorrow morning with us, the morning shift, 6 to 9 at the Publix in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
Go to Publix and feed yourself and treat yourself.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.